I wanted, before we go any further, to make sure that we try to get a clarkite in what yesterday I called the main point of Nasa de Rav Abba, which is the case of Nasa de Rav Abba. And I know it's confusing and it's a little somewhat complicated, and I'm hoping that to clarify by learning this Avnei Miluim with you, to clarify not just the Gemara, but the Ri and the Rivam, the two Pshatim that we're going to deal with in the Gemara. And as we'll see in a minute, the Avnei Miluim brings the Ramban as well in the Rivam. Now, before we see anything inside, you should know that there's a Chumash HaRama, which is not like the Pashtus of any Gemara. In Gemara, you learn Kedushin, you learn that there's Eidus L'Kiyume, which means that Kedushin have to be in front of two Eidim. If Kedushin are not in front of two Eidim, even if we know they took place, they're nothing. Even if we know for sure there was a Kedushin, then nothing. A number of years ago, I had here in the yeshiva Chassan, who approached me during the time he was engaged. He said his Kala had something on her conscience, and she told him that it once happened, there was something going on in the house, a Sheva Brachas or something. She was in her room, and somebody brought her, one of her cousins brought her a piece of cake or something. And he said, when he gave it to her, I assume he was joking, he said, "Hurry up, Mukutesh, just leave with this cake." And he gave it to her. And since then, it's on her conscience. Now she's getting married. She's all nervous. So I asked her if there was anyone else in the room when it happened. And she said no. So I told her, even if you meant L'Shem Kedushin, and even if he meant L'Shem Kedushin, and even if the cake was his to give away, which it probably wasn't, it still wouldn't be a Kedushin. Because Kedushin is not Eidei Raya, right? That's a basic yisoid. When you do a business deal, the reason you have witnesses is Eidus Livrure. Eidus is a proof it happened. If you and I are in a room together, and you sell me a house, and we do a Kenyan, it's a Kenyan. We don't need witnesses. The only need witnesses to prove it. Masha'en came by getting the Kedushin, and some say chalitza, getting a kedushin need edus l'kiyume. Without edus, it's nothing. Without edus, it's not a kedushin. The Ramah here brings a chumrah that if you do kedushin in front of an eid echad, you need a get. That's the Ramah here on the page. V'yesh machmirin, in mekadish l'fnei eid echad. If you mekadish a woman in front of one eid, im shnei hamaidim. And everyone agrees it happened. So if the same exact story would have happened, and they would have meant it seriously, it would have happened in front of an Eid Echad. So it would be a Kedushin, L'chumra, you need a get. Ramah adds, Avalam Echad Machish Ha'Eid Ein Lachush. But if an Eid Echad says it happened, and the man or the woman, even one of them, says, L'hadam, it never happened, so then you don't have to worry. It's only a chumrah when everyone agrees it happened. But if someone is makish to eid echad, then there's nothing to talk about. Okay, this is the background for what we're going to learn. This chumrah of the Ramah, that an eid echad by kedushin l'chayshu shvur, and the whole sheet, the whole din is a din drabbanon, that l'chayshu shvur an eid echad. But if you're machish the eid echad, then there's no such chumrah, you're believed. What's the din if the story I told you would have happened with an eid echad? There would have been one person in the room. And he came in, and let's say it was his piece of cake, and he's mekadesh her, says hariyat mekudeshesli with a piece of cake. Now, if she would say it never happened, she'd be believed. That's what the Ramah said. In eid echad, if you're machish, you're believed. What would be the din if she would say, it taka happened, but I was joking? father should have said, right? I don't marry him. Taka happened. When I was a Kabbalist, it was just a joke. Are you believed to say it's just a joke in a case where it's in front of an Eid Echad? That's the question. That is what we're going to see. The Bach holds that you're believed because you have a Migul. You could have said it never happened. You could have said, Lo'yoyah Devarim Me'aylam. If you would have said it never happened, you'd be believed. That the Ramah says, Im Echad Bachish Ha'ed E'lachush. If you say, Lo'yoyah Devarim Me'aylam, you win. So, Me'aylam, if you say, we were joking, you have a Migul of Lo'yoyah Devarim Me'aylam. That's what it says in the Bach. Even the Baal Dover himself. Baal Dover says, Lo'yoyah Devarim Me'aylam. So he's Nemo. If one Baal Dover says it never happened, one says it did happen, so the Baal says the one that said never happened could remarry. The one that says it did happen, that one needs a get. Whoever's machish could get away with being machish. So Zok the Baal, if you say we were joking, you have a migu that you could have said, Lo'yoyah Devarim Me'aylam. So the Beis Shmuel is going to ask on the Baal, guess what? What's he going to ask on the Bach? You want to be believed, say you're joking. Would a Migul of Lo'yoyah Devarim Me'aylam? Well, you have to step first to step back. See, you're still learning after the Rabbah. Make believe you're learning Ebenezer. That's the first thing you say. Bishmuel says, Hainu Nasa the Rabbah. That's exactly Nasa the Rabbah. You're saying, I was joking. With a Migul, I could have contradicted the witness. Isn't that Mamish Nasa the Rababa? Is an Eid Echad against you? And you're saying I was joking, which does not contradict the witness. With a Migul, you could have said that the witness is a liar. And Mamish this Gemara. You're saying in Chatvi did he Chatvi. With a Migul, you could have said Lo'yoyah Devarim Me'aylam. Mamish straight out this Gemara.
In this case, you would have to swear against the Eid Echad.
So what do you think? Would you have to swear against the Eid Echad? Would you have to swear?
Over there, the Eidim were forbidden, you know, to prove it. Over here, it's different. Maybe
we have. Well, we learned that yesterday, right? Maybe Yehuda said that there's no shvur against an Eid Echad, only by Maimonides. So you're right. So let's see. Look at the first paragraph of Dalid in the Avnei Meluhim. He brings the Bach and the Beis Shmuel. Okay, Kosev HaBach. Dim Echad Machish Vamala Hadam. It's him and her. Let's say one of them says Lahadam. It never happened. Oz Sheini Shemaitel Divrehei. The other one was Maitel. The man is Maitel. It happened. Osa B'Krei Beseha. So he would be asked to marry her craving because he himself is saying it happened. Abul Mechad Machish Vama Shahaya Kedush. Ella Kabanasai Haisal Mustaik. But if one of them says, it happened, but we were joking, Oz Af Hasheni Yitzarach Lachush, then nobody has to be Chayshish, because if one is joking, that makes it Ice Kedushin. And he's believed. And if you look in the Bach says he's believed because he has a Migu of Lahadam. He says he's joking, he has a Migul of Lo'yoyah Devarim Me'aylam. That's the Bach. Okay, we have Ramah, Bach, now Beis Shmuel. Because of Beis Shmuel, ain't there really? The Hadayma, Lo'aymer, Chatafti, the Didi Chatafti, the Ainai Yemon, the Migul, the Yachal Ahachish. Kamash, the Kosov Taisis, Perach HaKabaskim, Cheskes Habatim, B'Shem Riva. And that Riva, I guess, should be Rivam. It should be a mem. But he says, that what are you talking about? That's Mamish Agamara of Didi Chatat of Chatafti for Didi Chatafti. You don't have a Migul there, Yochel Ahachish. So that is the Beis Shmuel's Kasha on the Bach. Following? So we have a Ramah, a simple Ramah, followed by a Bach, who explains the Ramah. Followed by a Beis Shmuel, who asks a Kasha on the Ramah. And then, it's still in the first paragraph here in the Avnei Meluhim, he brings Kamosha Kosa Tais Perchas Gabat Mishem Riva B'Chayshem Mishpa Siminayin Hea Kamashay Noi B'Dvarv Tumuin Frecht the the Amimeluim on the Beis Shmuel. What Sholem was asking, what the Nevi Yehuda said yesterday, Devar of Tamuin. Kabinasch, the Rebbe Abba, Hatama Furish, Mishum Din Metech, Sheni Yathish Ba Mishalem. By Nasr, the Rebbe Abba, with his Achiv Shvua, and you don't swear, you have to pay. Aval Hecha, the Lekha Din Shvua. Mehemed Bemigu. Kamash Kostais Bechesk Habatim. Tav Gimel. Gabi Eid Karka, the Gabi Kedushin, Lekha Tayr Shvua. And by Kedushin, Lekha Tayr Shvua. There's no Tayr Shvua. So he asked this kasha that by kedushin there's no shvua, so our cheskes, so our sugya doesn't apply. Okay, we bit off in one small paragraph. Again, a bach who says that you have a migu, you could say you were joking with a migu. Be Shmuel who says haynu nasa de rababa, it shouldn't work. If you can get an eid echad, it should not work. And in Avnei Meluim's Kasha, he says in the next paragraph, Shukri Isi, Shekvar Sigu Bezech, Shashus Chacham Tzvi Yayin Sham. It's a Chacham Tzvi's Kasha. So we have, again, the Ramah, the Bach, the Shmuel, the Kasha of the Chacham Tzvi, on this. In order to answer the Kasha, the Avnei Meluim brings our Tosfos. And he goes through the Tosfos. The reason we're learning this teretz is not just to see a teretz on the kasha, but this will clarify for us the two pshatim in Tosfos, the Re and the Revam. Right. He's asking on the Beis Shmuel, how could the Beis Shmuel say it's similar to our Gemara? Our Gemara, the Eid Echad is Mamin, is Mechayev Shvua, so there's no Migu, because with the Migu I would have to swear. But by Dinei Evin Ezer, there is no Chiyah Shvua. So Mimela, the whole, the Migul should be a good Migul. Because I wouldn't have to swear anyway. Okay? This is the three steps. Again, not twisted. It's very glatt. You have to follow one step and the next step. It's a very glatt Mahalach. We're going to see now the teretz of the Avnei Meluim, which he brings in the name of his son, Bini HaMuflik. His extraordinary son, Reino Harav Zev Valtakayin, Amal Yashia Divrei Beishmo. He's going to learn our Tosfos, and it's very glatt with the Tosfos. He's going to take the Re, and take the Revam, and then look at the Beishmoel. Obviously, what's going to happen is the Bach will fit with one of the two Pshatim, and the Beishmoel will fit with the other Pshat. The Chacham Tzvi will go back to the first Pshat. And with this, we'll see Clara the Machlokes the Re and the Riva. Okay, Shum Reisi Shemar Sig B'Zeh Shalchus Chacham Tzia and Shal B'Niyah Muflig Rav Zalf Alfakai and Amal Yashu Tavir Abay Shmuel Vuhu the Perches B'Sabat Daf Lamed Zayin was obviously a mistake. It should say Daf Lamed Gimel Hikshu Tosfos B'Nasra De Rav Abba. Now we're going to learn Tosfos, okay? This is not Avraham Lulav speaking. It's the quoting the Tosfos. Hikshu Tosfos B'Nasra De Rav Abba Lahem Nei B'Migu Dama Lechotif. Tosfos asked, why is Nibali with Amigo? The Teretz Re. What was the Re's Teretz? The Kibbin the Machayev Shvua, Eine Chotzif Lahayiz, Velishba, Bedova Shoeid Machisha. The Re said that it's not Amigo. It's not Amigo. Because he doesn't have the chutzpah to swear against the Neid. That's why he's timing Im Chatzi Vididi Chatzi. You want to give him Amigo Lachatafti? He never would want to swear. So Eis Migu. That was the Rishita, that it's not a Migu. Rivam Tiritz, the Migu Hava. The Rivam says it is a good Migu. If it's a good Migu, why doesn't he win? Batilachi Chayiv, the Kein Huadin. Eilishba'i L'shalim. The Rivam said that it is a good Migu, but Afal Piken, you lose. Because when there's an Eid Echad against you, you only have two choices. Either swear or pay. V'chein ha-Ramban b'chidushav. This is the Ramban we spoke at yesterday. Zeh l'shayna, yesh pirshu tam ha-davar. Nesha ha-Torah ha-ninay la-Eid Echad, kishna yimamish. We said yesterday. An Eid Echad has a din like two Eidim, except achim nishpala chishay azein b'imamish. If you swear against him, you knock him off. Chosman shalai nishpah. Are you Kishnayim? V'hu tirits, he says Riva, again it's Rivam, that the Ramban, the Rivam, he says is the same tirits. Okay, so he brought now the two pshatim, the Ri and the Rivam. Again, the Ri says it's not a migul, the Rivam says it is a migul. The Ri says, why is it not a migul? Because you would have to swear. The Rivam says it's a migul, but you lose because 1/8 is like 2. But before we read what he says back there, in our Gemara, Veinasta de Rav Abba, we're going to think like the Ri and think like the Rivam. Is the crucial point of Naska de Rav Abba the fact that there's an Eid Echad or the fact that there's a Shvuah? Which is it that's the main reason that this man is losing his din Torah? Is it because there's an Eid Echad or because there's a Shvuah? Let's think through the case light the Ri and think through the case light the Rivam. It's very glad. Light the Ri. Let's think. Why did this grabber lose? He's standing in a din Torah. He's saying, Avamigu, I could have said like Hatashti. Why does he lose? Think for yourself. Why is he losing the din Torah light the Ri? You tell him, you have no Migu. With the Tiny, you're saying, you don't have to swear to be Mafish an Eid. With the Migu Nikatayri, you would have to swear to be Mafish the Eid. You don't want to swear to be Mafish the Eid, that's why you're saying this Tiny. Like the Ri, the crucial word is Shvuah. The crucial Vart here is the Shvuah, which is the line I told you yesterday. Nasa de Rav Abba is, you lose a Migu, if with the Migu you have to swear. Like the Ri, it's clear that way. The crucial point of Nasa de Rav Abba you lose is because of the Shvuah. If so, that's only where you have to swear. It's only in a place where you have to swear, not by places you don't have to swear. Like the Rivam, why don't you have a Migul? Rivam says you do have a Migul. So why do I lose if I have a Migul? Because an Eid Echad is like Shtayim. Aha. Like the Rivam, the word Shvuah is just incidental to this whole din. The point isn't Shvuah. It's true, if I swear, I knock off the Eid Echad. If I don't swear, I don't knock off the Eid Echad. And once I don't swear, it's all true. But that's not the crucial point. The point is that there's an Eid Echad, and an Eid Echad is like Shnayim. Since an Eid Echad is like Shnayim, therefore, the one who grabbed loses, because Itaka has a Migu, but the Migu doesn't help him. There's an Eid Echad, who's like two Eidim. Two Eidim say he grabbed. When you grab, we assume it's Geneva, and you lose. That's the Rivam Shita. Now, the nafkamina between the Ri and the Rivam in Agamara is just words. The Ri, the point is Shvuah. The Rivam, the point is Eid Echad. By Dine Maman, it's the same. The word Shvuah and the word Eid Echad is the same. Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvuah. When you're going to go now to Avanezer, there's going to be a nafkamina between them. And that's what he says. Take a look. On the third line of the second column, Hachinami b'maydish ha-kiddush b'snei Eid Echad, in Agamar, he's maydish, he gave kiddush in front of an Eid Echad, ela shetayin shekavanasai ha-yalaschaik. Now, letiritz Ri, the Ri said in Agamar there's no migul. Why is there no migul like the Ri? Because of the Shvuah. So b'zay over here, shapi yesh lo migul, day by din shvuah. Here, you do have a migul, because here there's no shvuah. The whole reason it was no good like the Ri is because you want a migul. I could have said the second taina, but the second taina you have to swear. Here, you're saying I was joking when I got the kedushin. With a migul, I could have contradicted the aid. Since when you contradict the aid, you don't have to swear. So like the Ri, you have a good migu, and Taka, it's a migu with which you would win. And that was the words of the Bach. The Bach said, you have a good migu. The Bach said, it's not my class for the Rav Abba. Why is it not like Nasta Derababa, like the Chacham Tzvi says? Because Nasta Derababa is a Shua, and here there's no Shua. Aber Latiritz Rivam, the Migu Hava. The Rivam said, even when you have a Migu. You don't contradict the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad is like two. So Mishnah. Like the Rivam, the Beis Shmuel is right. Because the Beis Shmuel is saying that an Eid Echad, when an Eid Echad has Nemanis, he's like Shnayim, unless you contradict him. He's like Shnayim. Say Bezai, very Geshmak. Over here, the Beis Shmuel is right. Like the Rivam, it's exactly the same as Nasta de Rababa. And it's Meredik Meduyik, because look at the Beis Shmuel's Lashon. Beis Shmuel said, the Bach Hashver, from the Gemara Cheska Sabatim, like the Rivam. Why say like the Rivam? Beis Shmuel should have said, Cheska Sabatim, period. No, Beis Shmuel's going like the Rivam. According to the Rivam, that has nothing to do with Shmua, it's a whole different story. It applies to Dine Isidatar as well. Very good. Very good. Normally, if an Eid Echad were to come along and say the meat you're holding is treif, or to say the person you married is an Eishes Ish, you throw him out on his head. You have to swear against him, and we don't believe him. Normally, in Dine Yisavaheta, an Eid Echad is nothing. What we're referring to here is a case where the Eid Echad got an emunus, which is the case here in the Ramah, where, for whatever the Makar is, an Eid Echad is believed to say someone got Kedushin. He's Neman to be Mechayiv again. We're talking dafka in these types of cases where an Eid Echad has an emunus. In such a case, the Rivam is right. Even though you have a power to be machishim, because man, you're not machishim, Harry Khan Shnayim, and amigo doesn't work against him. You follow what I'm saying?
He's not
machayev shvua. He's taken not machayev shvua. And therefore what? Right. So what the Bishmul is saying is that here also, when the Eid Echad has an emunus, he's kishnayim. Here, you don't have to swear. If you just contradict him, he's ice. You say, La'adam, you know that is Shmua, he's ice. Because now you don't contradict him. It's Harikan Shnayim. He has no ice. What I'd like you to appreciate is Clarkite, that in such a complicated sugya, if you are matzliach to boil it down to the essence of the sugya, not all the Zaytik Yichidushim. The essence of the sugya is whether a migu works against an Eid Echad, where your migu dikataina would have been against an Eid Echad, and your present taina is not a stira. That's this case. And Rababa says it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? You have the Ri and the Rivam. The Ri ties it to the Shvua, and the Rivam ties it to Eid Echad Harikan Shnayim Kamakim Shemina Eid Echad. Eid Echad is not always Shnayim. Don't walk away thinking Eid Echad is always Shnayim. Kamakim Shemina Eid Echad, wherever we give it that bonus to an Eid Echad, the Tarikat Shnayim. So wherever an Eid Echad has an emunus, by Mabin or by Kedushin, an Eid Echad is Tarikat Shnayim, and the Rivam's Torah applies that amigo doesn't work against him. Now the reason I'm giving you out these copies, rather than just to speak it out as I always do, is because I know, I would say it's complicated. The truth is, it's not complicated. It's involved. It's many steps, but it's not gedreid. It's not twisted. Each, the Bach is a simple thing. The Beis Shmuel is simple. The Chacham Tzvi's Kasha is simple. And the Teretz, the way it works, like the Ri and the Rivam, is simple. You just have to plot it out. You have to go through it. And I hope that you'll take it, you take this piece of paper, and you'll review. It's very bekitzer. And very clear each step along the way. Again, you say, like the Ri, Nasa de Rababa depends on Shmua, like the Rivam, It depends on kol makim shemina Torah heid echad harik kan shnayim, and the Beis Shmuel is passing like the Rivam, and that's why he's saying that Nasa de Rababa is not only by Isurim, Nasa is not only by Momin. Like the Re, Nasa de Rababa is only by Momin, period. Because that's the answer tied into Shmuel. Like the Rivam, it's not tied into Shmuel at all. It's tied into Kobakim Shemina Tairet Echad, Hari Kanshnai. This is the Amyulun Zisayt. Now, let's go back to the two Noidi Behudis from yesterday, which appear to be a very Geshmakas theory. You can show somebody two Noidi Behudis, one after the other, where he says opposite things. Have you learned the Avnei Meluim? It'll be very smooth. It's not that Lafida Avnei Meluim, you can answer it. Lafida Avnei Meluim, it's answered. What were the two stories in the Noidi Behudis? The story number one was Tshuva Chaf. Was the story of the Eshes Kayim, whose husband went away to a different city for a couple of years. He came back. There was an Eid Echad that said she looked pregnant. So she looked pregnant one day, Erev Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos, she looked like she had lost her pregnancy. She came along. Had she said La Hadam, she would have defeated the Eid Echad. But she came along and she said something suspicious. She said that she was on a diet and she lost weight. And she said a story which it's very hard to believe without some kind of riot. So the taina is, she should be believed with an eagle. Since she could have contradicted the aid, she should be believed with an eagle. So came along the Rav, the Shail, and said, Haimu nasa derabava. That's also. Why is it also? Because it's exactly the same thing. And Ein Echad says you look pregnant. It's the same thing as Nasa Rabba. She says to the Ein Echad, you're right, but you're right, I did look that way. You're not lying. You're not contradicting her. He says, you're right, but I have an excuse. So Frecht, the Dr. Shoyal, the Rav, who had the center Shah Nebuda, Hainu Nasa de Rababa. It's Mamish Nasa de Rababa. You can't have a Migu. You want to say that it is telling the truth. And believe me, with this story that I lost weight. Believe me with this story. With a Migu, I could have contradicted him. Hainu Nasa de Rababa. So after the Yehuda, no. What does it have to do with Nasa de Rababa? By Nasa de Rababa, there's the Eid Echad was Mechayev Shvuah. And there, so you have Nasa de Rabbi, you have the whole story. But by Ein Eid Echad, Eid Echad Leznus, there's no such thing as an Eid Echad Leznus, except by a Saita. If you want her, there's a Parsha Saita where there's an Eid Echad Leznus. But Stamazai Ein Eid Echad Leznus, Eid Echad doesn't do anything by Leznus. So in the mail, this case gets thrown out. It's she has a Migul, and everything is fine. So here, Noid Behuda is saying, Nasa de Rabava is only Chashin Mishpat, it doesn't belong in Eved Ezer. Second Tshuva, the second Tshuva in the Noid Behuda, which was Tshuva Ayin Hay, a man was Mekadish and Isha in front of an Eid Echad, and she said that it's Kiddush and Deres Chayk. She said that it's Kiddush and Deres Chayk. And she wants to be believed with amigu that she could have contradicted the Eid Echad. So she has amigu. Believe her, she was joking. With amigu, she could have contradicted the Eid Echad. On this came along the Noid of Yehuda, and he said, "Hainu Nasa de Rababa." We hear that he said it is Nasa de Rababa. It's the same as Nasa de Rababa. Because by Nasa de Rababa, you can't say something with a migu that you could contradict an aid. It doesn't work. The Mamish Eskira, the two Noid of Yehudis, why did he say in the second Tshuva the same thing? That Eid Echad, Leznus, is not Machayev Shvuah. Seems to be a clear, open and shut, Stira, Noid of Yehudis. However, as always happens, when you see by Gedalei Olam, you have something that's a Pella. And if you're not holding in the Sugya, it's Mamish Astira. I don't know, someone's not holding in the Sugya, very hard to figure out. You read two Lady Behuda, it's Mamish, one's the opposite of the other. One of them he says, Haydn Nasud Rababa, and the other one he says, no, Nasud Rababa is only by Shmua, not by Isurim. Mamish Astira. So these Gedalei were always holding in the Sugya when they wrote their Chuvas. Always holding in the Sugya B'chalal. And the Teretz is very clear. The difference between the two cases is the following. The Neid of Yehuda is going with the Rivan and the Beishmur. He writes in his Chuvah, he sends you to the Beishmur that the Avimulam, he refers you to the Beishmur. Neid of Yehuda is going with the Beishmur. According to the Rivan, the crucial point is not Shvua. It's not Shvua. The crucial point is whether an Eid Echad is Kishnayim. The Rivan said, wherever an Eid Echad is Kishnayim, Nasud Rababa applies. Oh. It's not a point, it's not Shvua. The point is Eid Echad Kishnayim? If the point is whether Eid Echad is Kishnayim, there's no steer in the Night of Yehuda. In the first Night of Yehuda, what did the Eid Echad say? Eid Echad said, she looked pregnant. Is there any din of Nemonis that an Eid Echad is Kishnayim to say a woman looks pregnant or a woman is Mizana? There's no din of an Eid Echad by Znus. Eid Echad is not Mechayev anything by Znus. So in the first Night of Yehuda, the Eid Echad is not Kishnayim. And therefore it has no Shaykhis to Nasud Rababa. Nasud Rababa is only where an Eid Echad is Kishnayim. Where Eid Echad is just that, an Eid Echad, is not Kishnayim. So Knab Yehuda is no Shaykhis to Nasud Rababa. The second tshuva is when there was an Eid Echad that watched the Kedushin, like this Beishmur, where an Eid Echad watched the Kedushin. When an Eid Echad watches a Kedushin, is Eid Echad Kishnayim? Yes. The Ramah brings the Chumrah that we paskin like, that an Eid Echad who sees a Kedushin will chashish for the Kedushin. The Eid Echad is Kishnayim. Wherever an Eid Echad is Kishnayim, haynu Nasud Rababa. That's the Night of Yehuda. This is a case of Nasud Rababa. Any time an Eid Echad is Kishnayim. And Itaka says, K'may Shekasav Ebe Shmuel. He's going with the Beishmuel, the way that Avni Balom explains the Beishmuel, with the Rivam, that any time an Eid Echad is believed, that's not for the Rababa.
In the first time Yehuda, even the Rivam, the Yehuda, the first night of Yehuda.
According to...
Because according to the
Ri, it has no shakas at all, because it's Shmuel. It's true. The Ri would agree with the first Shmuel. The Ri would agree with the first one and would disagree with the second one.
The Shayal,
the first one, was mistaken by the Ri and the Rivan. It's true.
And the second one,
right. What he says in the first Shuvah is klar. Has no Shaykhus. There's no Shaykhus either way. But in the second Shuvah, he's going to space Shuvah.
Why don't you say it's possible to attack the moment in the second case?
I said this, a few people asked me why maybe the chiluk is that in the second case you have to have it in Torah over who owns the ring, which is Mammon. So maybe on the Mammon, the second case, is it in Torah over the Mammon, so therefore
it's your Chayav Shmua.
So here,
either way, the guy said, you give me a present, it's not mine.
So what's happening? It's a fakirta case. The Eid Echad is saying the ring belongs to her. And she's saying the ring doesn't belong to me. It's the opposite of all Dini Mammon. You have to swear. If an Eid Echad says something belongs to you, you say it doesn't belong to you. I don't think you have to swear, right?
No, she should give away the present, but that doesn't change.
So that's Dini Issa, not Dini Mammon. Well, our question is whether this Eicha Eid Echad is going to pay al dinei mamin. I guess Eid Echad doesn't pay al dinei mamin. He doesn't wife any mamin. If he says the ring belongs to her, she says it doesn't. So So the Eirachah is not Kishnayim. She doesn't have to swear. That doesn't belong to her. Okay, this is the the essence of our of the sugya of Nasa Durababa. And Idach Pirusha, now we're going to get to the Tyrus on it, but this is basically the essence of the sugya. I'm not saying the essence of the sugya is the Bach and the Shmuel, but the Savni Meluim makes clear the Re and the Revam. Whenever you have two Tzedadim or two Pshatim, Nafgaminis make clear the two Pshatim, the Mahalchim, and hopefully here as well, the two Mahalchim become something is somewhat clear. Alright, let's try a shtickle pilpul, which is always easy. It's always easy to sit back and say two ways to learn. But one of the pilpulim here plugs into pshat. But instead of starting for pshat, which would be more fatiguing, let's start with the clay. Okay, let's talk about Mesaych. Alright? Let's forget Rav Abba for a minute. There's a rule, we all know the rule. Metafshin yechlish b'mishalim. Ne'edecha comes to Bezdin. If you can't swear, you're not willing to swear to be makish ne'edecha, you lose it entirely. We all know that. Why? Why metafshin yechlish b'mishalim? Why is it that way? So there are two ways to learn in why a person lose it has to pay when there's a shvur d'iraisa and you lose. Now, first of all, you should know how many types of shvur d'iraisa are there. Anybody know? Huh? You all should know. Three. There are three types of shvur d'iraisa. One is shvur seid echad. The other is like the b'miktsas. And the third is shvur sashayim. Okay. There are only three shvurs min ha'tayra. Every other shvur is a shvur d'rabbanan. And generally speaking, Metoyach applies to Shvur D'Araisa and not to Shvur D'Rabbanan. There are cases of Shvur D'Rabbanan and Amach like Sushainim, but generally speaking, Metoyach applies to Shvur D'Araisa only. You have these three types of Shvur D'Araisa, Shaimrim, by the B'miktas Eid Echad. We're talking today about an Eid Echad. Eid Echad comes to Bezdin. He says, simple case, not the complicated Agamara. Erech comes to Bezdin, he says, Ruvain, you stole from Shimon. Ruvain denies it. Bezdin says, Ruvain, swear. Ruvain says, I don't want to swear. I'm a Fumiyid, I don't swear. Bezdin says, yeah, all right. If you stole from pay. Betech, she ain't a yachal ish, mishalom. Ain't a yachal, doesn't have any yachal. And he says, ain't a nishba, mishalom. You refuse to swear, you pay. Why does he pay? What's the longest? No, we're only mahapach shvua in the case where he can't swear because he's a ganav. Let's say Shimon would be somebody who can't swear because of previous ganavis. So really, min ha'Torah should pay. But we're mahapach shvua. It's a machlokes. Why we're mahapach shvua? Tosfos Bava Metzia says maybe because l'shafkas chayim, everyone will be b'chayim and win an eid echad. But anyway, in a simple case, simple case. A person in Eid Echad says, Ruvain stole from Shimon. Ruvain says, I'm a from a Yid, I don't swear. So the halacha is, or Ruvain says, I forgot. I don't remember. So the halacha is that Ruvain pays. Why does he pay? There are two ways to learn. One way to learn is like the Ramban, that in Eid Echad is Shtayim. Be'etzem in Eid Echad is Mechayiv Mamon. And Eid Echad is mechayiv to pay. There's an exception that if you want to get out of paying, you can swear and get out of paying. But the Eid Echad himself is a mechayiv mamon, and therefore you have to pay. That's one way to learn. There's a second way to learn. The second way to learn is an Eid Echad is not mechayiv mamon. How can you say that was mechayiv mamon? Torah says al pishnei edim yakum davar. Only two edim are mechayiv mamon. So why is an eid echad mechayiv mamon? I'll tell you why. Because an eid echad is a certain amount of proof that this man is lying. It's a certain amount of proof. It's not enough proof to be mechayiv mamon. When a person refuses to swear, that also makes us suspicious that he's wrong. The person, why isn't he swearing? If he's telling the truth, why doesn't he swear? Now, it's possible he's an Erlich Yid, doesn't want to swear, he'd rather pay. It's also possible he's a crook, he doesn't want to swear. It adds a certain amount of suspicion. That amount of suspicion, mitoich, is what pushes the koyach haraya over the edge. You have the eid echad against him, which is, let's say, a 75% raya. The fact that he doesn't want to swear is a 25% raya. So together, the two rayas together, they're mechayiv mom. The eid echad plus the raya from the fact that he doesn't want to swear. These are the two ways to learn. Again, the first way is the eid echad is mechayiv mom. Second way is no, the eid echad is not mechayiv mom. The eid echad is mechayiv shmua. The fact that he doesn't want to swear, that is the machayiv. A very simple nafkamina between them. The machlekes rishayim in Bava Metzia. In a case where lehava leleida, where he could not have known, with a person you want to be machayiv, he could not possibly have known. For example, an eid echad comes in. He says, "I saw Reuven Shar out in the field, and Reuven Shar was mazik Shimon's field. Was mazik Shimon's house." Shimon says, "I don't know. I was home at the time. I was in Beis Medrash. I wasn't there." Do you say mitoch she'ena yichul yochel lishba mishalim in a case where lo yhava lei lameida? There was no way that he could be expected to know. So, it's machlaikis tu turetzim and taisis, above Mitzia. And it's totally pashit in these two ways to learn. If you learn the first way, what's the first way? Then an eid echad is mechayim mamon. There's a clause that if you swear against him, you can get out of the mamon. If so, in this case, the eid echad says, Reuven Shar damaged Shimon's property, and Reuven can't possibly swear, he doesn't know. So the eid echad is mechayev mamon. In that case, they have a leila meida, but still, the eid echad is mechayev mamon. If you'll swear, you'll get out of it. You can't swear, so you have to pay. The second way we're learning, if you learn the second way, and eid echad says your shar was mazik Shimon's field. You're saying, I'm not swearing. At the time, I was in Beis Medrash. I don't even know if it's true. I can't swear. Is there any raya from the fact that you're not swearing that makes us suspicious you're wrong? No. Because we have a leila meida. It doesn't add any suspicion, the fact that you're not swearing, because we understand why you're not swearing. So if we understand why you're not swearing, it remains an eid echad without the other 25% raya, and you don't have to pay because it's only an eid echad against you. There's no added nekuda, there's no added knech. You're not swearing, oh, we're suspicious of you. This is a glata nafkamina between the two. A chayy would be another nafkamina. What happens if Bezdin Paskins, he has to pay? Eid echad says Reuven stole from Shimon. Reuven says, I'm not swearing. Bezdin Paskins, Reuven, you have to pay. And then, the mazim de eid echad. Someone comes and says, Imanuel, you send but Bakum Pliny, you're with me in a different place. Does he have to pay? Well, let's see. Was this eid echad mechayev mamon? The first way, like the Rabban's lashon, the eid echad is mechayev mamon. If he's Muslim, you should mechayev, you have to pay. The second way, no, the eid echad himself wasn't mechayev mamon. The person could have sworn and gotten off the hook. The person could have sworn, and I wasn't mechayev mamon, I was mechayev mishmua. He didn't swear, he could have sworn. It was true, he could have sworn. He's now look, a person doesn't want to swear. I wasn't mechayev in the mamon. I caused that the whole chain of events happened that he has to pay. But then mechayev, he's not Muslim. Hey, that'll be a second after me. Maybe. I don't get arguing over the nafkamina, but these are the chayre two ways to two. These are two ways to learn mitoich. These two ways to learn are in all of the Rosh Hashiva Svarim. Everybody who talks about Metaich talks about these two ways to learn, Metaich. There's a the Geshmak Kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger in the beginning above Metzia. You all know the beginning above Metzia, you have two people holding a talis, Zayim a Kulishali, Zayim a Chetzishali. And what's the din? What's that Kulishali Chetzishali? Remember what the din is? What? He gets three quarters and he gets a quarter. Zayim a Kulishali, two people holding a talis. One of them says it's all mine, one says it's half mine. So he gets three quarters and he gets a quarter. Right? But they have to swear. They have to swear because it's the machish each other. So the Mishnah says he swears Eini Bapachis May three quarters, and he swears Eini Bapachis May Revia. Right? The one who says Chetz Yishali swears on a quarter, because we don't let a person swear what he doesn't get. No one ever swears in Bezdin unless with that shvuah he's going to win. So he's only getting a quarter. He swears a quarter. The Kiva Eger there has a very happy kasha. He asks. The one who said Chetz Yishali is a Maida B'Mikdas. The one who said Chetz Yishali is a Maida B'Mikdas. So he has to swear on half. L'maisa, he's swearing on a quarter. So the other quarter that he's not swearing, he should lose because Metech Shana Yachalash B'Mishalim. Since he's not swearing on that quarter, if you have a shvuah and you don't swear, you automatically lose. So at metoich, he should lose that quarter. And then the remaining quarter, we should say achlaika, we should only get an eighth. Because anything he loses, mikra adin, we don't say achlaika one. And since he's a mitzvah b'miktzas, that quarter we should lose mikra adin. And they should split the remaining quarter and he should get an eighth. Now, if he gets an eighth, how much does he swear? On an eighth. Because you can't swear more than you get. So if he only gets an eighth, the other eighth, you happy what's going on? The other eighth, you're really chayiv, you might have been miktas. That eighth, you're not swearing, you should lose Mekar Adin. So now again, you should lose that eighth Mekar Adin. And the remaining eighth should be split, you should only get a 16th. You follow what's going on? Now obviously, once you only get a 16th, you only swear on a 16th. And once you only swear on a 16th, you should lose the other 16th, Mikra Adin, because of Metaich. And you should split the 16th, you should only get 1/32nd. You have what's going on? Rabbi Kivega is saying that the person who says Kulishali, he's okay. He's a Kai Barakah. But the one who says Chetz Yishali is a Maida B'Miktas. And he's going to be in trouble. Because once he's a Maida B'Miktas, he's Chayav Shvud Deraisa. And we're not letting him swear on half, because we're only giving him a quarter. So he should lose that quarter, Mikra Adin. He should split the quarter and get an A.